talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home,
talking about a home.
I'm talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care, so call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. 'Cause every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Ziv Zafman with A Million Dreams. That's from the Greatest Show movie soundtrack, one of my daughter's favorites. 10-year-old Reese Barkley is a big fan of that movie. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 24th through the 26th, also at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And in addition to that, we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April on Daniel Island. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, and we'll be talking with Jay Rotten with Melser Tile. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary, and we're also very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show. We'll also be talking with Kevin Jones with Mosquito Shield, Kenneth Sullivan with Sullivan Custom Cabinets, Randy Wright with Century Glass, and finally Trey Strock and Cole Furman with Strock Design and Remodel. Well, I did want to fill you in. I've been talking about the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Weekly Savings Club, and if you are not receiving that weekly email, you can check out the weekly deals at our website, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and also at Charleston Home and Design Magazine Facebook page. But Charleston Amish Furniture is having a 4th of July sale, and you can save 15 to 40% on living room and bedroom furniture. Rick's Lighting and Home is all Regency ceiling fans are 20% off. Real Deal Countertops has got a great deal for granite installed for only $35 a square foot. That is a very, very good price. You get your countertop choice of Persa White or Snowfall. And finally, Nearly New Furniture is offering 20% off an armchair priced at only $400. Well, happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day, and have a great weekend and a great week next week. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, and they are located at 4965 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Jay Rotten with Melser Tile. How are you doing, Jay?
Doing great, Tim.
Good. Jay, take a moment and tell everybody about Melser Tile.
We're a family-owned and operated tile and stone distributor. We don't do any installation, but we have a 7,500 square foot showroom full of all the latest styles and of tile and stone. And we also have a 30,000 square foot warehouse that's full of tile and setting material and maintenance products and all those things. We've been in business for 50 years. We just celebrated our 50th anniversary and proud to be a part of the Charleston business community.
50 years. That's impressive.
Yes.
That's impressive. And you're about my age. So what, did you start the business when you're about 4 years old or so?
The business was started when I was one by my parents, Mel and Phyllis Rotten, and in 1968. And I came in 1989 after graduating from college, and bought the business from them in 2003. And so, yeah, it's been a good ride.
Good deal. A lot of changes over the years in tile, right?
Tons, yes.
And how does Melser Tile kept up with all the different changes?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, you have to hire the right kind of folks. Our design staff in the showroom really keeps up with the trends. We also visit a lot of the international tile shows and things of that nature, and you know, really try to keep on point with what's going on.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the international stone and tile show. You folks recently attended that, right?
We did. This year it was in Atlanta, so mm-hmm. three of us went and spent a couple of days there, saw a lot of new product, and really learned a lot.
Good deal. Who is responsible for the new tile that Melser Tile is bringing on board? Are the customers, are the designers kind of coming to Melser Tile and saying, you know, do you have this, or can you get this, or are you finding it on your own and then bringing it here to Charleston?
Yeah, you know, I think that a lot of the tile industry overall, you know, looks and things of that nature, they start a lot in Italy, where most of the tile was originally produced. Of course, a lot of it now is produced all over the world, and a lot of it in the United States, but a lot of it starts there. But at the end of the day, I think it's the homeowner that really pushes it. And with things like Pinterest and Houzz and Instagram and all these kind of things, those are the things that we get asked for either by a homeowner or by designers. And so we go out and we try to procure those products. But we also have such long-term relationships with our vendors that they're pretty on point with that too. So in their new product offering, typically is a lot of what's new and what's hip and with it, so to speak.
Right, right. Tile is, and it used to be, you know, the bathroom and maybe the kitchen backsplash. Maybe it used to be used on countertops a lot too. But now you're seeing it on ceilings.
Right.
You're seeing it outdoors. You're seeing it accent walls that they're using tile. Talk about something about a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, back when I first started 29 years ago, I mean, we were lucky to get all two or three bathrooms in the house. Tile has certainly moved into other parts of the home. Still, it's very prevalent in the bathrooms. We have certain homeowners that want tile throughout their entire house, tile or stone product. We have others, like you say, that, you know, are doing a sunroom, they're doing a kitchen floor. And it's just because really the durability of it. You know, I mean, we like to say that a properly chosen and installed tile or stone product will last the entirety of your home or business. It's our job to help you find somebody to install it properly, but it's also our job to help you find the proper product that will last and have the longevity that you're looking for.
Right, and it's sort of a double-edged sword, the fact that tile is such a permanent decision that you're making, because homeowners, when you're doing a big remodel or building a new house, the biggest fear that homeowners have is wasting money, making the wrong selection, and tile is one of those products that once it's installed, man, it's hard to replace, right?
It is, and that's the reason that we really spend a lot of time, a lot of money, and put a lot of effort into our showroom and constantly changing out floors, and we're trying to give you the most realistic expectation of the product that you're seeing. But we don't have every single thing on the floor, but we can at least get you some kind of a photo of what you're looking for. And we're, you know, continuously changing things out so that we do have the latest and greatest shown.
Mm-hmm. I noticed when I walked into the Melser Tile showroom today, right at your entrance, you've got sort of a new look on the floor right there.
We do. We've kind of got a whole overhaul going, so we worked all this past weekend sort of on phase one of it. Over the next several weekends, we will be basically, the process is tear out, prep the floors, put them back in, and then get them grouted up and be ready to roll on Monday. So we have to do it in phases, but it's really going to be something special when we get finished with it. Hopefully we'll be finished with it in the July, August range.
Mm-hmm. And there are just a multiplicity of areas around the Melser Tile showroom where you're demonstrating, where you're showing the tile. Talk about, like, for instance, the big vignette walls that you have over here.
Yeah, what we have is basically 4 feet wide by 8 foot tall walls, and then 2x4 floors that go along with it. And most of these, some of them are products we stock, some of them are not, but our designers in the showroom have just come up with different designs. And you can come up and you can get a feel for the color movement of that particular tile or stone, because not much anyway of what we sell anymore is just a solid color. There's all a lot of color movement, and we want to create that realistic expectation for you by showing you the way that color is going to move. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, we're constantly changing those out, and out with the old and with the new sort of deal. Mm-hmm.
And also it gives homeowners a great starting place. If they're not really sure what tile to purchase, maybe for a particular room, you've got different tiles that you've put together that complement each other and really makes it kind of easy to make a buying decision.
It does, and there might be a piece of one of the vignettes that you like, but maybe you don't like the decorative tile that we've chosen to go along with it. All of those things help us when we're ruling stuff out to figure out what it is that you'd like in your home or business, and help it, you know, then we can help you get to your goal.
What happens when with the customer who is not maybe doing a lot of planning ahead of time? They got a project this weekend. They come to Melser Tile today. Is there certain types of tile that you always keep in stock, more popular types, or is it always going to be a special order?
No. We have a 30,000 square foot warehouse that is jam full of product. We keep, I think at last count, about 220 different tiles in stock. That would be different colors, shapes, sizes, textures, those kind of things. And it is a wide variety of material. Most of the things that we have to order, there are a few exceptions, but most of the things we have to order are within a week to 10 days. Few of the specialty things that are, you know, very artsy sort of, they may take more like in the 2 to 3 week range, but most of the stuff we order is within a week.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, someone wants a nice white subway tile for their kitchen or bathroom. Melser Tile is going to have that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and we'll have subway tile in a 4x8, 3x6, 4x16, 12x24. I mean, just a multitude of sizes.
Gotcha. So the more popular choices that people are making, you've made note of that, and you make sure you always have that on stock.
Absolutely.
And there's also I've bought a lot of tile from Melser Tile that you folks have. It's on sale. It's in your contractor end of the showroom, and talk about that a bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when things get discontinued, they don't always get discontinued because they don't necessarily sell here. Sometimes they just don't sell nationally and the vendor decides to do away with them. So at that point, we typically will try to support it for a while for the orders or sales that we may have out there, and then we'll try to sort of blow it out, you know, and put it back there at a big discount. Mm-hmm. So at any given time, we've got a good number of products that are back there and are at substantial discounts.
I know that when I did a couple of bathrooms recently, that's the first place I went was to your contractor side just to see, by chance, do you have enough of the tile that I'm looking for that might be on sale? And sure enough, Melser Tile did.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's one of those hit or miss type of things, but we usually have quite a bit of product out there that we would have proper footages of to.
Well, tell everyone how to get in touch with Melser Tile.
Well, you can come and visit us at 4965 Dorchester Road, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And we're also open until 7 o'clock on Tuesdays. Or you can check us out on the web at melsertile.com or give us a call, 843-744-5345.
And we have a lot of newcomers to the area. And, you know, you may not know the Melser Tile name, but just bear in mind, Melser Tile's been here for 50 years. There's a very good reason that they've been around that long, so you definitely want to check out Melser Tile. Well, we've been talking with Jay Rotten with Melser Tile. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile. And they're celebrating their 50th anniversary. And make sure to stop by Melser Tile at 4965 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Randy Wright with Century Glass. How you doing, Randy?
Doing well today. How about you, Tim?
Good. Take a moment, Randy, and tell everybody about Century Glass.
Well, Century Glass is a full-service glass company. And what we mean by that is we cover a lot of areas of the glass business. We have a tremendous shower door program, doing custom shower doors, either in new homes or in if you're doing a renovation. We replace the fog windows in your home. We do custom mirrors. We have both framed and frameless mirrors. A lot of people don't realize that we've got over 100 different frames on display at our showroom at 8020 Dorchester Road.
Interesting. So in the house, you can help folks out with custom shower doors or with a heavy glass shower enclosure. Those are very popular these days. People are taking out the garden tubs and putting in a nice big walk-in shower.
That's correct.
And then as far as the shower enclosures go, there are some differences, right, in terms of what you might get a quote from one company to another?
Yeah, that's right. There are a couple different ways that you can do a frameless shower door. What we traditionally quote is one that has clips that hold the glass panels in. There's another method you could use where it's got a continuous U-channel that holds the glass in. And it just gives a different appearance, and it's a matter of personal preference.
So what kind of a quote will Century Glass typically give, one with the clips or one with the U-channels?
We traditionally will quote with the clips. That's the style or the look that you usually see in a lot of magazines, a lot of the photos that are out there. And then we'll give a deduct. The channel set is a little bit less expensive, so we'll offer a deduct to a customer also if they want, if the clip set isn't in their budget. We try to give our customers as many alternatives as we can.
Gotcha. But and everybody is paying attention to the dollars and cents that they're spending on a remodel or new construction project. You might get a quote from Century Glass that is going to be the higher end look with the clips, but you go to a different glass place, they might quote you one with the U channel.
That's correct.
How do you know to ask about that?
it's actually up to the customer to ask what style, or ask some good questions going in, because we do know, you know, there are customers out there that think they're getting one style and they actually end up with another one installed.
Mm-hmm. And the U channel, appearance wise, how does that differ from the version with the clips that Century Glass usually does?
The U channel is a continuous channel that'll run against a back wall and across the bottom of any of the panels that are in place, and it just gives you a little bit more metal in the look. It's not significant. It's still a beautiful frameless door, but with the clip set, you just have small 2x2 clips that hold the panel in place. The glass is notched, so you're still, you know, structurally secure with the clip, but you just got these a couple little clips that are, of course, the same finish as the rest of the bathroom.
Gotcha. Well, it just goes to show you got to definitely do your homework when you're making these kinds of buying decisions. And even when it comes to one of my favorite heavy glass shower doors that I see at Century Glass is that barn door style. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, the barn door style is the most popular style that we are putting in right now. It the one that Century Glass provides is a truly symmetrical. The rollers are truly symmetrical. And once again, there are other styles you have to ask, because they're not going to volunteer information, but there are a lot of other styles out there where you've got a larger roller on the top, a smaller roller on the bottom. It's on a flat bar instead of a round cylinder. Of course, with the flat, you have a little more flex than you do in a round tubular steel or tubular finished brass. But you know, there are just subtle differences in there, and of course, you know, some of the other styles are a little less expensive, so you have to decide, you know, what look you want and you go for, and make sure that you're getting installed what you like.
Right, that makes sense. Having a nice glass shower enclosure in your house, is that safe? I mean, what happens if somebody slams the door or something like that?
Yeah, the frameless shower doors are very safe. It's a thicker glass than what you would get in a semi-frameless or a frame door. Therefore, you know, it is more durable. And the glass is fully tempered, you know, tempered by code. You know, it has to be tempered. It wouldn't install in one that wasn't. But, and that glass breaks into like the little round pieces that are like the window of your car breaking.
Okay.
And so yes, you get nicked up if for some reason somebody falls against a panel and for some reason that panel gives. I've been doing this for over 29 years now, and I can only count about 3 or 4 panels that have blown. And normally it's because something went wrong. Somebody fell into it, and it takes a lot of force to break that glass. Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to get cut like you would in the old. If you have like an old house with the old windows and the shards of glass and stuff.
Right. The annealed glass breaks into these big long pieces that can slice you to ribbons. And
right.
Your shower door won't break like that.
Gotcha. What about cleaning and maintenance? That's always an important factor. People don't think about that necessarily. They just love the look of that heavy glass shower enclosure. And is there a lot of work or maintenance involved?
No, not if you keep up with it. There are some products on the market. We are one of the exclusive providers of a product called Diamond Fusion. And what that is like putting I aken it to a clear Teflon coating on the inside of your shower door. And it's a two-part patented process. And it actually, the water beads up and runs off of that glass. Therefore, the minerals, soap scum, and particles that are in your water go with it. And your cleaning is then reduced to going over it with a body puff that we give you about once a week, rinsing it off. And the manufacturer will guarantee it for as long as you own your home.
Mm. Diamond Fusion, that's called.
That is correct. That's it.
It's a coating that goes on top of the glass.
That is correct. We do apply it on each one of our custom products, and it really keeps your shower door looking nice for a long time. Mm-hmm. Now, I do want to add, though, that you do have to clean it. Mm-hmm. It is not self-cleaning. You don't take your Teflon pan after you cook on it and stick it back into the cabinet.
Right.
So, yeah, you do have to clean it once a week to keep up with it. And we've been applying this product for almost 6 years now, have very few complaints.
Good. Does it ever wear off?
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. So it's permanent. And if it does, then the manufacturer will send you a little quick and easy DIY application kit, and you can reapply it and just go from there.
Well, that's great. That's great. And is that an extra expense to get that?
No.
Interesting.
Not to call the manufacturer and say, hey, my you know, the product is failing. And they'll send you a DIY kit. If that doesn't work for you, then you call us, or the manufacturer will call us and say, hey, we need to go triage this. We need to make this customer happy.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, good. Well, how can folks get more information about Century Glass?
Well, they can call us at 843-614-4628. They can go to our website at centuryglass, and then SC for South Carolina, .com. Or they can come by our showroom. We've got over 20 different shower doors on display, one of the largest display rooms for the retail glass industry here. And we're located at 8020 Dorchester Road.
Yeah, and Century Glass, you have a location here in Charleston. You're also in Columbia?
Yeah, we also have a location in Columbia.
Gotcha. So it's a pretty big outfit here. Well, good. Well, we have been talking with Randy Wright with Century Glass. Thanks so much, Randy.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile. And we're very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, and it'll be here before we know it. It's happening August 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Kevin Jones with Mosquito Shield. How you doing, Kevin?
Doing great. Thanks, Tim.
Good. Kevin, take a moment and tell everybody about Mosquito Shield.
Well, Mosquito Shield, we are a residential mosquito control company. We service the entire Charleston metro area with Mosquito Shield. There's no equipment to purchase, nothing to maintain. We use a backpack blower. We come to your property. We spray. Our product is 99% all essential oils and extracts. We do use a small amount of a control product, which kills the adult mosquito. It's a EPA registered product. Also helps control ticks and fleas for your pets. We come out on an average of every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You can better control mosquitoes. You can't control mosquitoes on a set schedule. You can't mm-hmm. come out once a month and be effective in controlling them. We also have a free respray policy. So if you see activity between service calls, you give us a call. We come back and we'll retreat at no additional cost.
Okay, good deal. So Mosquito Shield, you folks use a backpack sprayer or blower kind of thing?
Right, yep, absolutely. Use a backpack blower. That way we can find the areas where they harbor.
Where would that be?
Well, it's usually during the day. They have to stay out of the heat. They like being anything cool and damp. They get underneath decks, on the underneath sides of your foliage, anywhere where it's cool. That's where they like to hang out during the day.
Mm-hmm. And where are they breeding on your property?
Anywhere you have standing water. They can breed in as small as a upside down cap on a water bottle. Mm-hmm. They can lay as many as 400 eggs at a time. And typically they it's about 50-50% between male and female, and only the female bites you. She has to have the blood meal to produce eggs. Mm-hmm. But anywhere you have standing water or any kind of stagnant water, drainage ditches out back your home, of course the marsh, you know, is always, you know, an area where they can breed also.
So even in salt water they can lay their eggs?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. And what's the most challenging project that you've ever experienced with Mosquito Shield? I mean, somebody who's, were they just living in a swamp kind of like?
Yeah, that's a good one. We do have a couple of very rural properties that we do. They're very wide open, very rural, but we are able to control mosquitoes in those areas also. We do have several properties that are right on the marsh, and marsh mosquitoes are very aggressive. They are hard to control. That is always a challenge for us. But
are there any natural predators of mosquitoes? Who's eating the mosquito larvae? Or
birds will eat mosquitoes.
Bats, maybe.
Yeah, bats. Bats will too. Some people will actually buy. You know, you can buy bats and have a bat house. But you know, they hatch off so quickly. It's real hard to control them. The eggs themselves are almost impossible to eliminate. Once they do hatch, we can add an IGR, which is a insect growth restrictor, that will stop them from becoming a pupae into an adult. Mm-hmm. So we can help control that. And our product allows us, it's called a FlexBlend, which allows us to add different products to it, depending on weather conditions, so we can help control things like that.
How has the season been so far for mosquitoes?
It's been pretty active, and now now we're getting hot, so they're really starting to ramp up, particularly with having the afternoon showers and getting rain. May was pretty dry, so we didn't see quite as much activity, but now we're starting to get some rain. Things are becoming much more active.
And when the mosquito shield technicians come to your house, are they looking for standing water or any of the places that mosquitoes will breed?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we know the properties that we're spraying, and anytime we have a new customer, we go out, we walk the property, usually with the customer, and just kind of look over things. We're always looking for any kind of standing water. If even toys, you know, they're left outside, kids' toys, things like that, they collect water. We'll usually try to go around and empty the water out. But anytime the customer can be proactive and empty that water out of things like that, even bird baths, anywhere there's water just standing, if they can eliminate that, it'll help a lot.
You mentioned toys. Makes me wonder, is the mosquito shield system, is it safe for kids? And do you have to put the dog up before you start the blower?
Yeah, absolutely. We can't have pets or anybody on the property while we're treating. And it only takes generally about 10 minutes or so to actually spray it. And then once it dries, which takes about another 10, 15 minutes, then it's safe for reentry, for pets, people. It just has to dry. That's it.
What if mosquito shield comes out and does the blower treatment in the morning and then it rains that afternoon?
As long as it has time to dry, then we do have products in there that helps to resist rain. Eventually, with a lot of heavy downpours, it will start to break down some.
Which is why you come out 2 weeks later.
Right, exactly. That's why we try to be more often on the property.
Are you going to kind of roll your eyes when a customer calls and says, you know, I know you were just out here last week, but we're still seeing mosquitoes? Is that a problem for?
No, absolutely not. We come back out and retreat. You know, a lot of times we'll inquire as to where they're seeing them, the time of day. that just helps us in determining exactly where the infestation is coming from.
What if you're sandwiched between two other houses and you're using mosquito shield, but the other neighbors are not? Are they going to benefit from the mosquito shield treatment, or are some of the mosquitoes that maybe are on their properties going to come over to yours?
Well, if anything, they could mildly benefit from you having our service, because what we do is we create a barrier around all your active areas. Our product has a lot of garlic oil in it, which when the garlic starts to break down, it puts off sulfur compounds, and sulfur compounds are toxic to mosquitoes. That helps to mask your CO2, which is one of the ways that they find you. So we're creating a barrier around your property. So even if they have mosquitoes, they won't be able to intrude on yours.
I haven't seen the Zika virus in the news much. Is that still an issue? Is that something that still people should be worrying about?
Well, it's always out there. I don't think there's been any cases that has been contracted here. But, you know, there are other, you know, encephalitis, you know, yellow fever, West Nile. I mean, there are other diseases that they do carry. It's not as common in the U.S. as it is in other parts of the world. Of course, mosquito malaria is the number one killer in the world, mm-hmm. the people. I mean, mm-hmm. it kills almost a million people a year throughout the entire world.
There are some other mosquito abatement companies out there. What would you say sets Mosquito Shield apart?
Well, I guess the biggest thing is the you know, we come out more often. You know, we treat on an average of 10 to 17 days. We have the free respray policy. Our product is a proprietary blend, so it's something only we have. And that's the biggest things, that just customer service.
Mm-hmm. And what about, do you have any summer specials going on?
We do. We have a special right now for June, July, and August. So you just give us a call at the office. You know, we can go over all that with you. And we'll have a fall special, and our prices do prorate throughout the season, because it is based on the number of treatments that you'll get. Mm-hmm. So pricing does start to come down mm-hmm. as we go through the season. And our season, we begin 1st April, and we run through November. Mm-hmm. So your last treatment would generally be right about the middle of November, and that would carry you through the month of November. Once temperatures get down below about 55 degrees, nighttime temperatures, then they either start to die or they hibernate, and you don't need our service mm-hmm. at that point.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Mosquito Shield?
You can call our office. Our office number is 854-444-2667. You can find us on the web. It's moshield.com. That's moshield.com. Or you can email us at charleston@moshield.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Kevin Jones with Mosquito Shield. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile. And we're very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Kenneth Sullivan with Sullivan Custom Cabinets. How you doing, Kenneth?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing, Tim?
Good. Take a moment, Kenneth, and tell everyone about Sullivan Custom Cabinets.
Well, we're a family-owned business. We've been in business since 1972. We just recently took over the business, me and my wife, Tracy, in March from my dad. He is retired now, but he is still there working, doing sales and things, so the people that know him can still get in contact with him. But we do all custom cabinets, custom doors, drawers, entertainment centers, you name it, we do it. We do the finishing, we do a lacquer finish, all installs. That's pretty much with it. Anything to do with cabinet work.
Gotcha. So Nathan Sullivan, who is your dad, he is retiring, but I just don't see him stepping away.
Right, exactly. He is not going to step away. He can't sit at home and do nothing. So he wanted to stay on and do sales and, you know, like punch work, stuff like that, and that's it. He wanted us to handle the rest.
Good deal. Well, I'll always, when I think of your dad, Nathan, I always think about the last recession and when everybody was really hurting and you know, had no work at all. Nathan kept Sullivan Custom Cabinet pretty busy because he has so many contacts in the home building business here in Charleston.
That's very true. I've been around since 72. He's got a name out there and a good name. He's always known that he's going to follow through and do what he says, and everything works out pretty well as far as whether we do, you know, repair work or repaint your cabinets or change an appliance out or something like that. We do everything.
Right.
So that keeps us pretty well busy.
Good deal. Well, congratulations to you and your wife Tracy for now being in charge of Sullivan Custom Cabinets, and tell us about the process of fabricating custom cabinets. What's the difference between custom cabinets and, say, stock cabinets or semi-custom cabinets?
Okay, well, stock cabinets or semi-custom, you know, they're standard sizes, and then you have to use fillers to fill your spot. So if you have a certain size wall that you need to fill up with cabinets, you got to use their standard size and then put fillers in. Where we come in and measure, and we'll make a cabinet to fit that exact spot with no fillers. We can do lots of custom things that you may see in a magazine that you want to add. We can build those type things and build them into the cabinet. So everything is, we build from scratch. We get all our lumber, just like if you was to go to a lumber yard and pick up your lumber, we bring our lumber there, we mill it all, we nail it, glue it all together, screw it, and putty sand it, and everything. Trim work, do all the trim, painting. So it's all completely custom done. We don't order anything in. We hand make it with the guys in our shop.
And I remember when we were building our house about 10 years ago, my wife was obsessed with storage space. She was always saying, is there, you know, can we put storage here? Can we add storage here? And when you buy stock cabinets and you're using fillers, that's really wasting storage space, right?
Exactly, yep. Yeah, it wastes a lot of space, and they don't have cabinets that get into your corners well. It's usually a dead space, or they'll put a small Lazy Susan type cabinet in the corner where we can actually build something in that area and make it useful.
Mm-hmm. So. You know, when people hear that word custom, they always think more expensive, and custom built cabinets don't always have to be more expensive than maybe some of the semi-custom cabinets that you can buy at other cabinet places, right?
That's right. I mean, most of our cabinets are within your middle to high range factory cabinets, or, you know, pre-built cabinets. We're not going to be as low as your, you know, cheap box cabinets. We are going to be a little bit more because of the material that we use. Mm-hmm. But everything we use is all plywood and hardwood. You won't get any particle board in our cabinets, or no veneer or anything like that. So everything is, you know, a better quality wood that's going to last a lot longer.
Mm-hmm. And what's more popular, painted cabinets or stained cabinets?
Right now, the painted. A lot of people are doing, you know, a different color island, and then, you know, white cabinets mostly still. There's some people dabble with a little bit of the beiges and grays and even blue cabinets, and then do a different color island. That's pretty much what everything's going right now. We very rarely do a stained job anymore.
Yeah, that was kind of popular maybe 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah, in the 90s especially. Right. 80s and 90s.
Very
the old cherry. Cherry was the big one.
Right, then. Right. And is like shaker style still like a real popular?
Yes, shaker is still our most popular door. Now we're adding like little moldings or details to the inside of it to dress them up, but it's still basically the shaker look.
Mm-hmm. Is white still the number one color?
Yep, and the white is definitely, and as naturally there's 300 shades of white.
True.
So there's all kinds of white. Everybody will change their white by a shade here and there to kind of change it up a little bit, but pretty much the white and the light grays.
I would imagine that occasionally you get kitchen plans that are already drawn by the architect or maybe an interior designer.
Mm-hmm.
But what if a homeowner isn't working with those professionals? They just have the space. How would Sullivan Custom Cabinet help to plan that kitchen as far as the cabinets go?
Well, we would come out and look and ask questions of kind of what they're looking for. A lot of customers look at things in magazines and show it to us, and then I'll take those measurements and those ideas, go back on a program I use called Cabinet Vision, and we'll draw the cabinets out on the computer, and I can do a 3D rendering of it and show them, kind of like walk them through their kitchen and show them what their kitchen looks like. Then I can make changes as they're there.
Mm-hmm.
to move things around. It's pretty simple to do and show them immediately, so they kind of know what their kitchen's going to look like before we even cut the first piece of wood.
That's incredibly valuable, because most homeowners, I've always been impressed with builders or even interior designers or architects who can look at a set of plans and they just see it all. Me personally, a lot of homeowners, they need that 3D look.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be able to go on house tours, for example, and actually see the work done. I would guess the 3D cabinet vision, you called it?
That's correct, yep.
That's got to be incredibly helpful for homeowners.
It is. I mean, we just bought it less than a year ago, and it has, I think, doubled our time in getting cabinets laid out. And then once we get a design, that the homeowners are happy with and their measurements are correct, all I do is just take that printout and send it to the shop. I don't have to redraw them, make shop drawings like I used to have to do with another program that we had. And I had to have to do that. So it was like double the work.
Right.
So
right.
So now I can just take those exact drawings, get the approval, and I can stick them out in the shop and get them going almost immediately.
Nice. Well, Sullivan Custom Cabinets has something in common with Melser Tile. You folks used to be neighbors before mm-hmm. Melser moved to this location, but you've both been around for how long has Sullivan?
Well, we've been since 1972.
Mm-hmm. So we do have a lot of newcomers to the area, and what would you say just really sets Sullivan Custom Cabinets apart from maybe some of the other cabinet places here in town?
Well, that we have been around for a long time, and we've got a lot of years of experience of, you know, what works, what don't work. We go to shows to get ideas, and we work with a lot of architects and cabinet designers that design kitchens for people. We work with a lot of those that help give us new ideas. So we try to stay up with the new coming things. Like I said, I think mostly the experience and our attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like to get in there and make sure that the customer's happy.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not, we're gonna do everything we can to make sure it gets to where they're happy.
Yeah, you can't be in business that long without having a lot of happy customers over
exactly.
the years.
Yeah, and we have a lot of repeat. I mean, we're doing one right now for someone for their third kitchen.
Wow.
That they've built.
That is a compliment right there. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The fact
that we have a lot of repeat business.
Good deal, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Sullivan Custom Cabinet?
Well, they can come into our showroom. It's at 2519 Oscar Johnson Drive in North Charleston. Or you can call our office at 843-554-5880. Talk to either my wife, Tracy, or myself, Kenneth, or even ask for my dad, Nathan. We do have a website, but it's kind of in the process
mm-hmm.
of being redone. And we do have a site on Facebook. It's Sullivan Custom Cabinets at Incorporated. So you could find any of those couple places.
Good deal. All right. Well, we've been talking with Kenneth Sullivan with Sullivan Custom Cabinets, and congratulations to you and Tracy for taking over the business.
Yep, been a long time coming.
All right. Thank you, Kenneth.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Now we're talking with Trey Strock and Cole Furman with Strock Design and Remodel. How are you gentlemen doing?
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Take a moment and tell everybody about Strock Design and Remodel.
Tim, so glad to be here, and thanks for asking about that. We're a remodeling contractor that focuses on working with folks who are struggling to find somebody they can trust to work with, that they may have some ideas but need some help kind of fleshing them out as far as how things are going to look or how the space could turn from what it is to what they want it to be, and for somebody who's just going to be really straight up and honest with them about what things are going to cost and how long it's going to take.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So Strock Design and Remodel, you folks are a remodeling contractor. You don't do any new construction, right?
For clients that we've had in the past, if they ask us to build a garage or a mother-in-law suite new from the ground up, we do that. We used to do new home construction and spec construction and custom homes, but not anymore. Just focus on remodeling.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What are some of the challenges that Strock Design and Remodel encounters with remodeling projects here in the Charleston area?
That is a limitless question, but right now one of the issues that we're seeing that we're having to help folks with is they may own a home that was built in the 30s or the 40s or the 50s or even the 60s, and they find that their flood elevation is below what the current maps are, and they want to do a really nice addition or remodel, and they're limited by what their flood insurance will allow or what FEMA will allow or what the city will allow them to do. without maybe raising the house or looking at alternative construction methods to make sure that they stay within the regulation.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, we've had quite a few experiences the last couple, 3 years with flooding and tropical storms and Hurricane Matthew last year. What I'm starting to see a lot of are building permits in the downtown area of Charleston to raise homes up out of the flood zone. And I'm assuming that this is happening because they're getting hit by these enormous flood insurance invoices, and I've heard some horror stories about people being asked to pay $20,000-$30,000 a year for flood insurance.
We're hearing those stories as well, Tim. And one of the other things that we're hearing, which is kind of prompting folks to call us when they need to raise their house, is that not only is their flood insurance a lot of money, but their flood insurance providers are telling them that they can expect their rates to rise at 25% a year with no stop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fairly intimidating when you start to think about how much that adds up to.
Right. How has Strock Design and Remodel helped mitigate some of these flood issues that people have been involved with?
Well, it is a planning process first. We have to evaluate your specific property. Sometimes we have to order a surveyor to come out and measure and see where everything actually is, and then figure out what it is that you're trying to accomplish, if it's more space, if it's renovation, if it's going up, if it's addition of new family members or retirement, and how you're going to use the space later, and then what is the best way to accomplish getting you where you want to be. Is it raising the house, which is picking it up higher, or is it raising it by taking it completely down and starting over from scratch?
Mm-hmm. Has Strock Design and Remodel raised any houses here in Charleston?
We have done several. Just got finished completing one home where we raised it up about 10 feet, and it actually gave the homeowners a spectacular view of the river and marsh that, even though the home had been there for 50 years, they never had had that view before or realized they had the view. And once we got them up in the treetops, they now have the million-dollar view.
Mm, and they can probably drive underneath their house, too.
They love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
One of the nice things is when, we built a house 10 years ago, and our flood insurance is like $400 a year. And our old house, which is in a flood zone, it's about $5,000 a year. So I'm actually thinking about raising it eventually if we just get hit with flood insurance that's just unaffordable. But that's a nice savings. It almost pays for raising the house almost pays for itself because you're going to be saving on the flood insurance.
The flood insurance, but also what we have found is in the process, people are putting on the new roof, and as part of the raising of the house, we have to put in and make everything code to today. So your insurance is also going to save you on just regular homeowner's insurance.
Mm-hmm. All right, right. Well, Cole, you're the project development coordinator with Strock Design and Remodel. You're dealing every day, talking with homeowners. What are you seeing the homeowners that are remodeling their houses asking for in terms of design or colors or trends?
Tim, they are coming to us just because they see things online and see things on shows that spark their interest, but they don't have an idea about their own personal space, how it's used, and the kind of the color palette that they like to have. So they see the trends going on. They just want to know how to incorporate it in their home to make their home feel like it's a part of them,
mm-hmm.
Speaks to them. So, what's once was kind of muted colors are now becoming a little bit more bold. We see that in Charleston a lot right now with the marsh scenes, with the coastal blues and greens. So people are bringing that from nature into their home. So mm-hmm. it's a kind of the trend is changing again.
Gotcha. They love their house. They love their location. It they want to update it. They want that beautiful new kitchen, or maybe they want some more space, so they want an addition, but they don't want to move. They love their location. Is that what you're finding?
Absolutely. Yeah. They. I mean, it's hard to move from this. You know, from certain views in the Charleston area. I mean, we have a lot of them all over the Low Country. So, kind of staying where they're at, especially with the cost of. The housing market rising continuously. So staying where they're at and getting the updates and kind of loving where they live.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What specifically are you seeing homeowners asking you for in terms of projects? Are they remodeling their kitchen or their bath or what have you?
The main things that we see are your kitchens and bathrooms. Everything's, you know, being updated with, you know, fixtures and just, you know, the different types of tile that is in the market now. Everything is becoming a lot larger that you see with materials. So with the materials changing and you're getting a lot of more diversity with that, people want that and they want to update those, you know, areas, which is also a good thing because they'll get their cost back in their home. Those are the two main selling points in real estate.
Mm-hmm. You know, Strock Design and Remodel, you've got that word design in your name. How does that come into play?
Well, with our company, we do in-house design as well. So upfront, when we not only do estimating, we also help with the design work if they do a design contract. So we do 3D elevations. And we also work with colors and you know, different types of mediums. So mm-hmm. we show them tile, we show them actual fixtures, and we hand select them with the clients.
Mm. I imagine that helps to keep the project on schedule, which is a good thing, and you don't want them suffering too much over making decisions on the different items going into their new remodel. But that's also nice because they don't have to have all of the ideas coming into the project. You Strock Design and Remodel can take what they're looking to do and then add more ideas to the house as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Well, good deal. Well, Trey, how can folks get more information about Strock Design and Remodel?
Well, we try to do all of the, and fortunately I'm not the one doing it, but the social media, so the Facebook, the Instagram, we're there. We have a website, of course, which is strock.io, which is different, strock.io. And then, of course, you can always call us, which mm-hmm. is 566-0250 is our phone number.
What was that number again?
566-0250.
And we're almost out of time, but how long has Strock Design and Remodel been in business?
Well, I'm second generation. I grew up toting lumber and moving dirt with my dad. So, I guess maybe 30-something years.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal. Well, that's nice to know that when they call Strock Design and Remodel, they're not dealing with someone kind of new to the business. You've been around the block a couple times.
Once or twice.
Right. All right. Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Trey Strock and Cole Furman with Strock Design and Remodel. Thanks so much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Talking about a home. Talking about a home.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday